The primary goal of Donland education was molding character. Men and women were expected to be brave, hardy, honest, and uncomplaining. Chatterboxes and gossips were frowned upon. He that speaks seldom and opportunely, being as good as his word, is the only man they love, Wood explained. Tisquantum's regiment was probably tougher than that of his friends, according to Salisbury, the Smith College historian, for it seems that he was selected to become a pinesse, a kind of counselor bodyguard to the sachem. To master the art of ignoring pain, future pinesse had to subject themselves to such miserable experiences as running bare-legged through brambles, and they fasted often to learn self-discipline. Patuxet, like its neighboring settlements, was governed by a sachem, who upheld the law, negotiated treaties, controlled foreign contacts, collected tribute, declared war, provided for widows and orphans, and allocated farmland when there were disputes over it. Donlanders lived in a loose scatter, but they knew which family could use which land. Very exact and punctual, Roger Williams, founder of Rhode Island Colony, called Indian care for property lines. Most of the time, the Patuxet sachem owed fealty to the great sachem in the Wampanoag village to the southwest, and through him to the sachems of the allied confederations of the Nauset in Cape Cod and the Massachusetts around Boston. Meanwhile, the Wampanoag were rivals and enemies of the Narragansett and Pequots to the west and the many groups of Abenaki to the north. As a practical matter, sachems had to gain the consent of their people, who could easily move away and join another sachemship. Analogously, the great sachems had to please or bully the lesser, lest by the defection of small communities they lose stature. 16th-century New England housed 100,000 people or more, a figure that was slowly increasing. Most of those people lived in shoreline communities, where rising numbers were beginning to change agriculture from an option to a necessity. These bigger settlements required more centralized administration. Natural resources like good land and spawning streams, though not scarce, now needed to be managed. In consequence, boundaries between groups were becoming more formal. Sachems, given more power and more to defend, pushed against each other harder. Political tensions were constant. Coastal and riverine New England, according to the archaeologist and ethnohistorian Peter Thomas, was an ever-changing collage of personalities, alliances, plots, raids, and encounters which involved every Indian settlement. Armed conflict was frequent, but brief and mild by European standards. The casus belli was usually the desire to avenge an insult or gain status, not the wish for conquest. Most battles consisted of lightning guerrilla raids by ad hoc companies in the forest, flash of black and yellow striped bows behind trees, hiss and whip of stone-tipped arrows through the air, eruption of angry cries. Attackers slipped away as soon as retribution had been exacted. Losers quickly conceded their loss of status. Doing otherwise would have been like failing to resign after losing a major piece in a chess tournament. A social irritant, a waste of time and resources. Women and children were rarely killed, though they were sometimes abducted and forced to join the winning group. Captured men were often tortured. They were admired, though not necessarily spared, if they endured the pain stoically. Now and then, as a sign of victory, slain foes were scalped, much as British skirmishes with the Irish sometimes finished with a parade of Irish heads on pikes. In especially large clashes, adversaries might meet in the open, as in European battlefields, though the results, Roger Williams noted, were far less bloody and devouring than the cruel wars of Europe. Nevertheless, by Tisquantum's time, defensive palisades were increasingly common, especially in the river valleys. Inside the settlement was a world of warmth, family, and familiar custom. But the world outside, as Thomas put it, was a maze of confusing actions and individuals fighting to maintain an existence in the shadow of change. And that was before the Europeans showed up.